I don't really know what to say, honestly. This is one of the biggest tragedies to hit 2023. We've been hearing a lot in the news about people dying from heart attacks and strokes and just dropping dead. Just dropping dead. And when somebody talks about the vaccine, people get upset because they don't want you to know and resonate with the truth. They've already told us the truth about that vaccine, but they go back and backpedal. And that's the backpedal. The backpedal is what people believe, certain people. So I don't know why Lisa had a heart attack, but I know that in the global system of white supremacy, the real reason will be covered up. They won't talk about how relentless they were with this girl and her parents. How white supremacy molded their lives and made them spectacles and paraded them in front of their community as the golden family. Elvis couldn't be the man he wanted to be in music because white supremacy said, nope, you gotta do this. And Priscilla, she was a young bride, so she had to follow suit, fall in line with what they wanted, because they would have killed her and her daughter after her husband died. They talk about how Elvis was, you know, on drugs and but I think he was doing the drugs to cope. I do think that there were some things about Elvis that should be talked about, but I'm not going to discuss that here. But I also think he was a product of white supremacy. This is what you see when white supremacy controls their people. This is their product. Elvis was their product. Elvis's family was their product. And I've always seen Lisa as this girl or young woman growing up. She's a year older than me. But I'd always saw her as someone who didn't take no shit. But from her own community, she couldn't fight back because they owned her and her family. She was going to move and do things that was pleasing to white supremacy. And they were relentless in not allowing her to be happy with who she wanted to be with. They kept making her go for people that were unhealthy for her. They supported her in these unhealthy relationships, but when she finally got into a relationship where she was loved and he was loved and she was a single mother of two kids, and nobody would let those people be happy. They just dogged them and treated them like shit. And then after their divorce, it was like, you know, she was in an interview. They were like, why did you marry him? And she followed along because she was a girl in pain. And what society teaches us is that you ridicule the victim instead of the victimizer. You know, how do you tell these newspaper people? How do you tell Diane Sawyer to go fuck off? You know, I think Oprah Winfrey interviewed her after their divorce, too. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But I know she had some interviews after their divorce that weren't nice, and she kind of said some things that weren't nice, and people hold that against her, but I don't. I never did, because I knew that she was in a lot of pain and she was angry. And unfortunately, she lashed out at the wrong person. It shouldn't have been like that. When I saw her kids as they got older, I didn't see where they were ever happy. Like, by the time they got older, they figured out, damn, I can't live my life and do what I want to do. You know? They just tried so hard to make Ben into Elvis, and it was sad. It was really sad. And they paraded Lisa Marie around like she was just, you know, their toy to do whatever they say do. It was sad to watch. It was tragic to watch Lisa Marie in her life. Like, she really couldn't do shit. Her life was heartbreaking. Very, very heartbreaking, because she lost her dad at a young age. Then you had, you know, the person that I feel like she really loved, the one that white supremacy forced their hand on. And I think her mother was the conduit for that. Whether she meant to be or not, I don't know what's in Priscilla's heart, but I know that she's said and done some really nasty things over the years, so I can't absolve her. But I know that, you know, when those two people died and then you had Ben who committed suicide, that was just like, it was too much. It was too much for one person to take. And then you hear people talking about her drug addict, you know, use, and, you know, her drug use. How she overcome being, you know, being addicted to substances. And some people said something about her and Ben doing drugs together, some shit like that. I don't know, but that's, people can be, they were ugly and relentless with her. Like, she couldn't fucking breathe. She never wanted the truth released about her dad, you know, about that issue that he had, what he had going on. But they talked about his drug use, though. But they didn't talk about why he was using drugs. They didn't talk about why she used drugs. White supremacy ain't gonna discuss that. But they know that they were on her ass hot and heavy, and they had her on them puppet strings. But I had heard in this last Elvis movie that they were able to portray Elvis in a way that, you know, people really got to see that Elvis was not this white supremacist. He didn't have that white supremacist mindset. I never thought he did. I never thought that Elvis was a white supremacist. I always thought he was a product. He was a puppet on the strings, too. Because he wanted to really support black people in the black community. But he also embraced his own people because they wouldn't let him move and go nowhere else and do anything else. So that man died a tragic death. Would he have been on drugs if they had just left him alone and let him live his life? I mean, really? We'll never know. Every time I looked at Lisa, the only time I saw she was happy when she married that person I'm not going to mention the person's name because, you know, I don't want to make this about them. I want to make this about Lisa. And that's the only time I saw that lady was happy. Her energy was so bright and so playful and just so loving and caring. And it was sad. When you saw them sit down and have interviews together, people wanted to dissect their relationship and they wanted to pull them apart. And eventually they did. They were successful in doing what they set out to do. Those interviews were like the worst things to ever happen to their relationship. Because white supremacy wanted Lisa to be their darling. They wanted Lisa to be propped up on those strings and do what they say do. And eventually they got what they wanted. They were like, okay, it's beneficial for you to have your own singing career, Lisa. So we're going to put you out there. But you're going to sing the shit we want you to sing. You're not going to have any freedom. And for Ben, too. Ben's not going to have any freedom. They were slaves by their own people. But this is how white supremacy does. This is how it does. So, rest in peace, Lisa. I hope now you're with the three men that you lost here. Tragically. You know, I think all three of them were murdered, to be honest with you. Either by their own hands, they decided to you know, Elvis left. Because I don't know why Elvis died. I honestly don't understand his, you know. And, you know, that other person was murdered, definitely. And then I think her son was just a product of just not having any freedom. And I think that's a form of murder. Even when they died, even though he took his own life, it was still, would he have died if people had left him the fuck alone? You know? If they had left his mother alone and let her be happy with who she wanted to be happy with? How different would Lisa's life and her children's lives be? So now you have Riley here with her twin sisters. And some kind of way, my alarm came on. I was interrupted. Sorry about that. You guys didn't hear it, but you heard me cut off. So how the fuck is it going to be? Because Riley doesn't have that support anymore. Her mother is gone. And she's got her grandmother to rely on. Her grandmother was just she was the conduit for white supremacy in her family because she didn't fight those people. You know, they got Lisa, Priscilla, when she was young. They got to her when she was young. So they molded and shaped her and made her into what they wanted her to be. And so she became that, didn't fight it, and she was the support system for her child. So her child, you know, what the fuck was she going to do? Her only other parent was her mom. So she was stuck. So now all Riley has is her grandmother and her two sisters. Maybe some other family members in between that, but damn. Hopefully Riley will just be able to stay out of the spotlight and keep her sisters out the spotlight and just live a quiet life. Honoring her mom and her brother, because I wholeheartedly believe they were victims of white supremacy. This is what white supremacy can do to their own people. It's tragic and it's sad. It's really, really sad. I don't know what else to say. Well, rest in peace. I hope now she is really, really, really at peace. And I pray that her daughters will find some kind of peace here on earth that white supremacy didn't want to give to her mother and her brother. But I hope that she finds a way to fight it now. Because I just don't. I think her mother tried to fight it. I think her brother tried to fight it. But in the end, it was just too much. It was just too much to take. They had taken so much from Lisa. Her dignity, her life, her entire life was owned by these people. Her having to go to court over her dad's estate, fighting that, you know, because some kids don't want to realize and see what their parents are. They don't, they just don't. I don't know what the situation there was with that. I shouldn't speak on that because I don't know. I don't know. But I know she was really happy with the last movie that this young man did portraying her father. She was real happy with that, I think. I'm not sure. We didn't see joy in Lisa. Except for the one time when she was married to that person. That was it. That was the only time you saw joy. Or when her parents were together and her father was still here. You know. Those are the times when she saw joy. When she was with her kids, when she gave birth to her kids, she saw joy then too. You could see how happy she was to be a mom. But this monstrous system called white supremacy just will not leave her alone. That was sad. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. So, once again, rest in peace, Lisa. I pray that your daughters will have some peace here on earth that you just could not get. I hope they figure out a way to fight this fucking system and be able to live out their days quietly. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me.